Operation Wild, a group of drunken goblins joined forces to play Dungeons & Goblins. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our goblins ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your goblins, and join us on a quest to make absolute goblins of ourselves. This is Goblins, a D&D Goblin.
What did you expect?
I'm a goblin!
He's botched.
Botched.
I sent a boy. I said, "Boy, take this precious metals and give me a pizza." And then he went off, so I assume my pizza's on the way. Meanwhile, we drove through a crowd of cultists and went to the library. Everybody was all dumbfounded about what to do, and I said, "Son, why don't we just go to that there insane asylum?"
I don't know why he didn't say that 40 minutes ago.
I was thinking it, but y'all seem to know what you're doing.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 40th episode of our fourth season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start roughly where we left off last time, as the group has just made some sort of realization in a library.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. Nobody should be listening to a 10-year-old orphan boy. But here we are.
Well, you do have a gun, son, so it lends a lot of weight to what you say.
Most orphans have guns. They give them out.
The one I hired for a pizza did not have a gun.
Oh, well, you couldn't see it. And you don't know that I was an orphan. You just gave somebody a medallion.
He stole it.
He stole it from you.
For pizza.
Let me know how that goes. Okay, so how far away are we from the insane asylum?
The insane asylum is actually fairly far. It's in the south of Brooklyn.
Okay.
So, like, 10 minutes.
I feel like using the word insane in the title is a stigma producing, when really we should be working on rehabilitation instead of whatever it is we're doing to them in the asylum.
That's very progressive of you, but that's not where we're at as a society right now. So why don't you keep your socialist thoughts to yourself?
Maybe in 100 years.
Probably not.
It's actually pretty close to Coney Island.
Oh, do we have to go to Coney Island to make it there?
I hear they have really handsome dogs there.
Are you guys driving to the insane asylum?
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
So you drive through more craziness just constantly. You do not run into any more groups of cultists along the way.
No, we took care of all of them.
Mm-hmm. The storm is getting worse as time goes on, and you get to where the asylum is, and all the power in the city seems to go out. So all the lamps that were on are off.
Wouldn't the streetlights be gas at this time of year?
No.
Time of time?
No, it's 30s. I'm pretty sure they had electric lights then.
I don't know.
I feel like we should research this. Let's take 10 minutes on Wikipedia.
They had electricity back then, boys. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It was.
Doesn't mean it was public-wide.
I mean, it kind of goes through, you know, every building here.
They had electricity for a long time before that.
The fucking 30s.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you pull up to the insane asylum. You don't see anybody in the near vicinity.
So a big gate out front?
Yeah, it's open.
That's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Looks safe.
And above the insane asylum, the clouds are like swirling.
It's a Death Mountain clouds
kinda,
above it?
Kinda, yeah, okay. A little bit.
So I'm sure that's
gonna have to go help some Gorons.
Most of the people inside this place are Gorons. Goombas and Gorons.
Goombas and Gorons.
Oh, gosh.
That's my version of D&D.
See ya.
It's my, Goomba, and Goron.
It's Phil's real life.
Gaw.
Gaw! Have you been beat up by a plumber recently?
I get out of the car. I walk into the insane asylum.
Door's hanging open.
All right.
I'll see you guys. Wait up, brother cousin.
Hold
I'm coming
on, Gerbils.
With you. Bradley Gerbils?
Bradley McGerbils?
Oh, boy.
That's what I shoot out of my shotgun.
Gerbils?
So I have infinite ammo.
Yeah.
Infinite gerbils.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just load one in.
It's just a see-through tube, a.k.a. shell.
Yeah.
Just crammed in gerbil.
Oh, I thought it was more of like a, like he had a gerbil house, you know, like the tubes in the gerbil house, but he made a shotgun out of it.
Okay.
KMFDM gerbil.
I give them helmets so they can survive the shot, and then when they're inside the body, they eat their way out.
Okay.
Just through the butthole.
Because their butt is singed, so it's like the heat with the rat thing, but gerbils.
Yeah. And just they can't get away from it. They're feverishly rabid.
Yeah. And they're all together in a pouch on your person.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, they don't bite him.
They don't bite me.
Okay.
Because he's the...
I'm their
swamp
god.
Swamp wizard.
I was going to say birth giver, but...
The grand swamp wizard. Got it, yeah.
Oh, God. This is sounding like the Klan.
Yeah, that's what you are.
What?
What?
No.
That, yeah, you
that's
are.
Not, I'm not a racist.
You're wearing... Well, I mean, you're a species.
Yeah,
you kind of are. You only
you
like
only
to
like
fuck
gators.
Gators and
yeah.
gerbils.
You don't like
I don't
people.
Fuck gerbils. I fuck gators.
Symmetrical gators.
Clean.
No, I don't care about their. They can be dirty.
Nah, they gotta be clean.
I like them,
too.
I like them dirty.
So you guys go into the insane asylum?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every door is open. There is blood and scratches all over the floor and walls.
Normal.
You do not see any bodies. No pieces of bodies, just
we
blood.
Ain't seen no bodies.
And lights seem to be flashing on emergency power. Red lights.
Hmm. So you guys stayed here for a bit? Or what's the deal?
Allegedly.
I don't know. I've never been here in my life.
Me neither.
This looks like a nice place.
You want to hold
narrator,
hands?
Narrator, they had been.
I mean,
Jim.
Sure.
Milton. We can hold hands.
Well, they.
Milton and Montana. The other two did not.
Milton, you been to Montana?
You're Milton.
You're Milton.
You're Milton. Who are you talking to?
Milton, Montana,
how do we get you. I don't know other situation. Milton, have we?
Montana, you been to Milton?
Milton just starts monologuing to himself. Milton, how do we get ourselves in this situation?
Well, I don't know, Milton. We started with that sweet tea.
It was laced. LSD.
Well, that's the thing. The sweet
tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's better than the joke I had.
Now, at that point, you say, oh, you stole it from me.
Nope, I'm an honest little orphan boy.
He looks like a greasy Viking.
That's all you see on your immediate entry into the insane
asylum. Do I see any kind of, like...
Is there, like, a pamphlet? Is there a bell to ring?
There's a
pamphlet?
Well, the front desk area does have a bell and a pamphlet.
I hit the bell.
Ding, ding.
Excuse me.
Bing, bong. Have somebody drop off here.
Do a perception check.
How's a 6?
How's a 10?
How's a 12?
Mmm.
Suck it.
The 10 and the 12 can... What did you get, Montana?
I didn't look.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere else.
Okay.
He's going to get that pizza.
So you're not in the insane asylum?
I'm inside.
Okay. Just checking.
He's going to the basement to, you know... Chick, chick, boom, boom.
Well,
bye-bye.
You can barely make out the sound of some sort of scritchy, scratchy noise in the distance.
Upstairs or...
Your floor.
Like, oh, an off floor.
Your floor.
I can hear you scritch 'em.
And if you... Like, it sounds like it's coming from down the hallway somewhere.
All right. I go down the hallway.
We're still holding hands, okay. So I have to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
As you keep moving down the hallway. Yes.
So while they're doing that, I'm going upstairs to... Look for the office of Dr. Wolfman.
You mean Marsh?
Dr. Wolfman. You mean Marsh? Obadiah Marsh?
Classic Wolfman last name.
Okay.
The wolf guy that attacked us.
He thought it was a wolf guy. I never said it was a wolf guy.
Confirmed it's a Wolfman.
Sure, Wolfman.
Dr. Possible Wolfman.
Possum, Dr. Possum.
Roo-roo.
Kingdom.
Do a history check. Because it's not a necessary guarantee that you were ever in his office.
So. No, we were...
You were in your own room.
Oh, that was Phil's other character. Mm-hmm. History is going to be a 22.
Gelatinous cucks.
You have a rough idea that, yes, his office should be on the second floor of the building. There's a total of 4 floors.
Okay.
You also know that it isn't terribly far from where you were kept the last time. So
makes sense.
Yeah, you can make your way there. Do a perception check for me as you make your way alone through the hallways.
It's going to be a 17.
It sounds like you hear a distant chanting noise as you are making your way towards the office. Though you can see the office, and it sounds like the chanting's way further away. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you make your way, and you find the office.
Okay.
Okay. You're at his office.
Anything there as I go inside?
Upon, you know, basic inspection, it looks like just generic doctor's office.
Hmm.
Filing cabinets, desk, lamp.
I want to investigate and see if he's got any not wolf things.
Belt attached to the doorknob of the closet with a loop on it.
It's going to be a 19.
With a 19, so you start going through his books and his desk, and you accidentally bump into the desk, and it sounds almost hollow. So you start feeling around the side of the desk, and it feels like there's a false drawer that shouldn't be there, and you pull it out. So in this false drawer, there are newspaper articles. There's also photos of
us.
You naked and ladies. Milton, specifically, and past party members, and then party members that have never been revealed anyways, but were in that room sleeping from before. It's a whole stack of photos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Naked.
That's what you find in this drawer.
Sexy. And the chanting is coming from further in?
Yeah, further into the insane asylum.
Okay.
Okay.
Hard cut to them.
Yeah, hard cut to them. So you're making your way down the hallway. That scritch and scratching noise seems to be getting louder and louder.
Give that back to him.
I can hear you scritching and scratching.
It sounds like there's a lot of scritching, scratching noises. Like there's a lot of whatever it is that's coming.
Is there like... Y'all got the chicken pox?
They coming closer to us?
Sounds like it's getting closer.
Quickly?
Quickly.
And angrily?
Yes.
I take out my gun.
Okay.
How high are these ceilings? Are they high ceilings or are they low?
10-foot ceilings.
Okay.
And you're so baked.
I would say that you are not quite at the T at the end of this hallway. Mm-hmm. And there's a left and a right choice.
Just stairs.
At the T, but
God,
you're about
not
you're,
this again.
You're about 20 feet from the end of the hall, though.
So stairs?
We go left.
No, the stairs are back at the beginning. Oh. Where Montana
I say that we use this natural choke point, and we wait for the scratchemers to come scratch them us, and we shoot them.
Did they even notice that Montana went missing?
Probably
hey, where's
not.
Montana?
Who's Montana?
Let's find out. No.
Next time.
All right, we're all here. Definitely no one missing from our party.
Okay.
I got a 5.
Nope, no one noticed.
I got a 6.
Yeah. Nobody noticed you left.
The only thing that I'm scared about...
Montana, get your gun out. Stay behind me.
Grand Wizard is that there's going to be hundreds of them, and we're going to be very outnumbered.
Well, that's why we run.
Oh... Okay.
Or I'll throw a smoke bomb down.
It doesn't
and
sound...
levitate myself to the highest part of the ceiling.
It doesn't sound like whatever it is big. Just sounds like there's a lot of whatever
yeah,
it
no,
is.
Yeah, no, but if they're crawling, like, on the walls and the ceiling and the floor, like I think these things are...
What if I float right in the middle of the hallway?
Well,
so
I mean, the ones
reach?
That are on the ceilings could just let go of the ceilings and then fall
apart. Why would you do that? Then you're not scratching
exactly
me anymore.
Exactly. Why would you be floating perfectly
because I can
in the
do
middle
that. I don't know why. I didn't design my class.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to go towards them, or do you want to go back
does
and
it
ring
sound like
the bell?
Coming from both sides of that hallway.
I don't like this.
I'd say we move back and let them come
okay,
at us.
Okay, so I'm going to... You go in the middle of the T.
No, I'm just going to stay right here, and we're going to wait for them to come
to us. Is this a sweet tea?
No.
Do we have anything explosive?
Just my bellies.
I can teleport.
No, I don't think you guys have explosives.
I've got a robe that
to
looks
my knowledge.
Like gerbil tails.
So we could all use our transportation abilities to wait for them to come at us, and then we can teleport behind them and then run the other direction.
What transportation abilities are you guys talking about?
We
I
have
can
the
teleport.
Teleport.
I can
then,
earth too.
Oh, some you people can, do. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You can like what?
Go through
into
rock.
Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brick building.
Concrete, I believe.
Well, yeah, he's got you on that. They're not gonna make it out
brick.
Of wood. Yeah, brick is stone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Stone
it's
is
clay.
Harder than me.
Clay.
Which is of the earth.
Technically stone.
Is there anything mixed with it?
Wet stone.
Clay.
It's just straight clay.
In the 30s? Yeah.
I don't know. What's happening?
Bricks of clay.
Look it up.
Okay,
Ryan.
So I'm gonna back up.
Building construction of Manhattan in the 30s.
Wikipedia.
It says it's all limestone.
It's shale. Everything is shale.
So you start to back up.
Yeah.
Just me.
Okay. You're starting to see shadows.
Uh-huh.
Coming down
the
hallway.
It looks like
it's a whole bunch of something moving,
you know,
so you're not
I'm
sure.
I'm gonna back up a little bit more.
I'm gonna back up.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep backing up.
Keep backing up.
I'm gonna lean up against the wall real cool.
Slowly sip on my sweet
while
tea.
While I back up.
Like the Marlboro Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's...
That cowboy cutout?
Yeah. That fucking losers put outside their house?
Yes.
Yes.
So...
No offense to any patrons.
Sure.
But all your regular listeners.
Yeah,
fuck you.
So, around the corners come...
I run.
Okay. You don't even see what
nope.
it is.
I wait and see what it is.
So... It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Looks to be about the size of like a, maybe a pig.
What kind of, like a big pig, a little pig?
Like a, like a medium-sized dog, I guess would be closer.
Like a retriever? Like a...
Yeah, about a retriever.
So okay. like a Thea size.
That's the best, okay.
But what? It's the body of a rabbit, but on the end, but where the paws are, they're long curved claws, and the head is a gator head.
I am confused.
So, this is a patron thing, so...
Sexually confused.
I wish to have sexual relations with the
Actually,
front
the
and the head
bunnies.
Part.
I take it back. They're bunny-sized.
Okay.
So it's like the size of those big bunnies.
Yeah.
So it's like that size rabbit.
They got
so they're
ears.
Like this big.
Yeah.
So like 3 feet across.
Sure, but with a full-size gator head attached to it.
So half their body is
gator head. Yes.
They betas?
Baiters, I believe, is what he said they were called. Yeah, baiters.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who fucking designed this?
I
don't tell him.
Off the
don't
top
tell
of
him.
Head.
Don't
remember.
Tell him.
I will kill
it's
him.
Big Jim.
But it's like a swarm of them.
It better not be Big Jim.
It wasn't.
No.
A swarm of baiters.
Bean? Is it fucking Bean?
I also don't remember. But yeah.
Who made this, Phil?
Don't touch
Who made
me.
This?
He don't touch
I'm
me.
I'm going to touch you.
I'm going to bite your wrist.
I will fuck you with these gummies.
I mean, that's not a deterrent. But yeah, so you see a swarm of these things coming.
Swarm of baiters.
Baiters.
All right. So we run?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm gone. I'm already upstairs.
All right, I run upstairs.
Timber, where was you? Oh, where'd you go, Timber?
Bye, Milton.
Okay.
I don't want to be privy to these damn baiters.
I go with these idiots.
Okay, so you guys are
How
all
many?
Running. How many?
How many runs?
Looks like there's about 30 to 50 baiters.
That's a lot of baiters.
Like I said, it's a swarm.
Yeah, they're the master of this floor. You gotta get out of here.
Master baiters.
Is there an elevator?
No. There is an elevator.
Yeah.
It's a dumb waiter.
But it's not where you guys are located.
No, I know. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. But yes, there is a dumb waiter. The stairwell is two outward opening doors, so you have to pull it towards you and go up the stairs, whatever. But are you doing
Don't open dead inside. We open it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we close it.
Okay.
Don't dead open inside.
Is there anything that we can use to bar the door closed?
You have like lots of things that you could probably bar that door closed with. You don't see anything
in the
stairwell.
Is there like an IV drip bag holder? That would hold an IV bag?
I have handcuffs, right? I've
yeah,
got
but
those,
you
right?
use those for your own reasons.
You don't
Fine.
See anything in this stairwell.
I don't even know what I still have.
Use your handcuffs, brother cousin.
I'm Here. Saying you personally might have stuff.
Your fuzzy cuffs.
Meanwhile, I'm walking toward this chanting.
Okay.
I got a 16 stealth because I don't want to be heard or seen.
Okay.
So I'm trying to stay in the shadows. Ish.
Okay. It's not super bright in there. The red light, you know,
mm-hmm.
silhouetting you every so often as it zings around. But you are noticing that you're making your way towards where that room that you guys were strapped to those, where that guy put that shit rag in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
Is located. And it sounds like the chanting is coming from that room. It's getting louder and louder and louder.
Okay. Can I get to the room?
Yeah. Does it seem like there's nobody in any of these hallways? It's completely empty. More blood, more scratches, but nothing else.
Is there a window on the door?
Yes.
Huh?
There is a window on that door.
Yeah, like a look hole.
Yeah, because you guys were looking out it before, yeah.
So can I look inside?
Well, the door's open, but yes.
I want to do it
close
stealthily.
Close it first, then look through the window.
Yeah, you can just peek around the corner.
Yeah.
Looks like there's about 37 dudes and dudettes in this room. All their backs are all towards the doorway, so nobody's going to see you.
Hmm. In robes?
No, they don't have robes.
They're naked.
They're naked.
They are naked.
Oh, nice. Do they have masks on?
No.
Like masks. Those old-timey Italian plague doctor
Guy
masks?
Guy Fox masks.
A chirurgeon mask?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
And they stuff it full of herbs so
yeah, so
it keeps
they
the plague out?
Yeah, smell the plague.
Yeah, you don't smell the corpses.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's what worked.
But they're all standing, and they have their hands up in the air towards the other side of the room. You can't really see what they're looking at.
It must be sports.
But it is
on.
The area where the other beds were located.
Okay.
We already know that sports causes commotions outside.
Yeah, and summoning rituals.
It's true. Sports fans are very ritualistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cult.
Do I hear the kerfuffle of the others coming up the stairwell?
No, they're pretty far.
Okay.
So you didn't have anything to close the door, you guys?
Well, we're,
it's a pole door.
Yeah.
So while they're figuring out how to close the door, I'm gonna use the pendant.
Okay.
And hope something good happens.
Okay.
I didn't stop tracking my bullets. Bullets don't matter.
No, but they're infinite. Just you can use my gerbils.
I got a 10.
Okay. On the ground behind you, it looks like the floor opens up into like a fiery portal,
mm-hmm.
and out steps these two about 1 foot tall imps that are like adorned mm-hmm. in fire. And they're just standing there looking at you and like sort of like very hyper jumping mm-hmm. up and down.
Command sex. Me.
They just start fucking each other.
Blow me, imps.
Just those two.
Blow me, imp boy.
Just so you're aware.
Imp hand strong.
They have 15 hit points. So.
That's fine.
That was my imp hand.
Yeah, I can tell.
What do I know about imps?
They got
impaled.
What does my character know about imps?
Eventually, people will refer to it as
with an 18.
Minor demons that tend to obey whoever summoned them.
And have very loose morals.
Very
and
loose.
Assholes.
I mean, they're demons.
And a questionable understanding of rules.
Of the rules of society.
Assholes. They don't adhere to the rules of assholes.
They make their own
That's
rules.
Right. And their own assholes.
So, I'm going to tell these two to go in and kill all these people.
Okay. So they run into the room, and they start to attack the first person that they see.
Which and is each other.
I'm going to walk back to the stairwell
Wait, you're
to
in the
see
room
what
too?
The other people are doing.
It's Montana. It's the
they will
one.
Hit, but they don't do very much damage. But yeah, they're fucking that person up.
Mm-hmm.
Looks to be a dude. They're scratching and clawing.
Railing him. Imp dicks.
The rest of the room quickly swarms and beats them to death, though. So.
No.
And they just explode into a little fireball. But the chanting has now stopped. And it sounds like they're slowly marching their way out the door or towards where the exit of the room would be.
Yeah, but while they were attacking,
yes, while
I
was, doing,
I was
you were
moving
leaving.
Away.
Yes, yes, yes. So are you going back the way you came or different route or what's your plan?
No, I was going back the way I came to see what these other idiots are doing.
You see them sprinting down the hallway.
How many floors is this building?
4. You're on the second.
I probably wouldn't have stopped on the second floor.
Okay.
Probably would have kept going up.
I used handcuffs on the door.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You guys are wasting your items because they're just going to break down the door.
You think I'm not writing any of this down?
He has more handcuffs.
I certainly do. You know, I'm a magician.
You say that like you're a rapist.
Yeah. Well, why the weird, creepy eyebrows?
Magician.
With magician.
Yeah, but anytime you have a magician, you always have.
Now you see me.
The implication.
Now you see me, and now you're blindfolded, drugged,
and
in the back
cuffed.
Of my van, and cuffed.
Hope you like radiators.
So what
floor? Be tied to one.
Would you have just run to the top of the building?
Yeah.
Would the other two of you gone with him, probably?
I guess. Yes. Let's follow the little boy.
Okay.
That hasn't done us wrong before.
Okay, so you run up the stairs. Then Montana Jackson, no, there's nobody else coming down the hallway for you.
Good.
Montana!
Montana. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because we're trying to have the element of surprise. As a magician, you should know that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess I'll get to the stairwell and ready my
swamp magic.
When you get to the stairwell, you can hear noises coming from above and below. Below sounds like a lot of small commotions, glass breaking, metal bending, that sort of thing.
A bunch of gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs, you hear running and these dumb dicks talking to each other about something.
How magicians are rapists.
About how magicians are rapists.
Now, I wouldn't say that is entirely false. However...
All right. I'm going to use my pendant once more before I run up the stairs to try and catch these dumb dicks.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a 3.
I'm just never going to roll the number.
What number do you
I'm
want?
I'm telling you.
I'll roll it.
Your eyes turn all black with red slits. Your vision becomes red. You have +2 to your attacks for the rest of this encounter.
Great job.
Okay.
Montana!
Well, I'm going to run up the stairs.
Okay. As you're running up the stairs, you can hear the, whatever it is, sounds like a door, smash open, and the scurrying of many clawed, hippity-hoppity creatures. And at that point, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis World's Pistol Case DM, here to talk to you once again about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. If you head on over to patreon.com/botchedpodcast, you can find levels ranging from $1 all the way up to $50. From just the tip to playable one-offs to behind-the-scenes videos to art to loot boxes to getting to play with us every other week. So head on over there and check that stuff out. You can also check us out on Twitch. You can find Phil at Imaginary Nomad. You can find Tristan at Comrade Kale. You can find Austin at ChiliDog5. And you can find myself back on Twitch 5 days a week at twitch.tv/worldsmostokaysdm. So head on over to Twitch and give us a watch. Back to the show. Yeah, we're back. So you guys get all the way to the top floor, the fourth floor. Looks empty. Blood everywhere still.
So like drag marks coming, going?
It doesn't look like drag marks. It looks like scratches for a couple of feet, but then they're gone.
I wasn't sure if like all the blood was like all going towards one direction.
It looks like it's all over the place.
Okay.
Oh, hey guys, I found a bunch of corpses.
Holy shit!
What the fuck? You can't just sneak up on us like that.
I was here the whole time.
So oh, that's right.
He's got crazy eyes.
Yeah, he's been behind me, remember?
I think you got pink eye, brother.
No, I got red eye.
I don't like that.
He snaps my me.
Trust him.
I think that's racist.
I think he's turned.
What did he turn?
Tricks.
Into a cultist.
Turned. He's trying to say turned.
He might be turned.
You guys can hear scurrying coming up the stairwell.
Is there a roof access?
You don't know of one personally.
No.
You've never been here before.
No, I haven't.
You don't see one in your immediate vicinity.
Do I hear chanting up here?
Eat at juice.
No.
Hmm.
You hear this wispy noise, though.
What does it sound like?
It's almost like a wind coming through a window.
What does it sound like? Way to set my mood. Now that I have this erection, I'm going to go towards that noise.
Okay.
Stealthily.
Okay. This floor is... It looks like it's a rec room.
Well, it's certainly a wreck. There's blood everywhere.
The doors are all open, so you don't have to worry about, like, picking locks to get through. Rec room. On the other side, there's a
nationwide?
Nation station. No, nurses
station.
They,
need a,
they should
a
be on this
policy.
Side.
Nurses station. And then some more, another hallway with some other rooms. But that whisping noise gets a little louder as you keep making your way towards the other side of this floor. And this time the door is closed. And it's just... Some room next to the...
Is there a window?
Not looking into this room.
Is there light coming out from underneath the floor?
A little bit.
Okay. Like what color is the light?
Purple.
Hmm.
This must be
I'm going to put my ear... Say that
what?
Again?
This must be where Prince sleeps.
Forever sleeps.
The artist not quite yet known as Prince.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my ear to the door.
That wispy noise is pretty loud.
Do I... there an old god in there?
You don't know?
Well, I knock on the door.
I would understand the if it was the language of an old god, I would understand it. No, you don't. He doesn't do that.
He knocks on
the
door.
Is it locked? No.
The door's not locked.
I open it.
Okay.
Slowly. Stealthily.
It's sort of like when you have
I lick the door handle.
Fish tank with a light in it, like that, the way the light sort of ripples around the room. That's what that purple light is kind of like. And there's this cylinder about 6 to 8 inches in diameter.
Is that it?
From floor to the ceiling. And it just looks like there's constant swirling, moving lights in this cylinder. Doesn't
Are we
seem like
a
it's
lava lamp?
Attached to anything, but that's what you see. Scritchy scratchy, with the hippity hoppity baiters.
Does this make me scared?
You all get a sense of dread when you get in there. Like, it's very cold, and it feels like someone just sort of reached through your stomach to your back, like to your spine, and just started shaking it around.
All right, swamp wizard.
What?
Grand swamp wizard.
Why are you touching me like that?
Give me one of your gerbils.
All right, here's a gerbil.
Does this one have a name?
That one is Bart.
Yeet! And I throw it right into the cylinder.
So you roll. Just roll me. Just make sure you don't fucking it up.
Roll me, mama.
I don't. Mega got it. You want me to do math?
What?
18.
Okay. But when you say I don't, I thought you rolled like a botch or something.
He don't got it.
I don't have to roll.
That's what I understood.
Okay. So yeah, you throw the gerbil. When it gets about 5 feet away from you, a little arc of purple lightning shoots out, hits the gerbil, and it explodes into this big beanbag chair-sized flesh sack with a gerbil-like mutated head on the end of it.
What have you done to Bart?
And a giant eye.
Oh,
and
poor
these,
baby.
These tentacle appendages sort of sticking out. And it's just sliding its way towards you.
So now.
Yeah, that's yours now.
We know that's a thing.
And when its mouth opens, there's like a
vagina.
It's not even like another mouth on the inside of it. It's like a pair of hands, like human hands somehow are like reaching out and grabby.
I would like to name him Mr. Hands.
With an 18.
Okay.
Nay. Built a nay.
For 9 damage.
Okay. When you shoot it, it blows a hole in the front of it, and like a balloon, it sort of just deflates, but it shoots goo all over you guys. It's like this black, thick jelly.
I dodged the goo with a crit 20.
You do.
Oh, God! Bart, what has gotten into you? You are a monster now.
You have a lucky point.
Woohoo!
I have 14?
No. You get hit with the goo.
Does it hurt me?
No. It's just gross.
Oh, that's okay.
It's really sticky like tar.
Milton's also covered in goo because he rolled a 6.
Yes, you are very covered
Some
in goo.
Some of it got in his mouth?
Sure.
What's it taste like?
Unclean.
I have to wash myself out with some sweet tea for a round, probably.
When it gets in your mouth, it feels like it won't get off of the surface that it's on. Like it's stuck to it. Yeah, you just can't get rid of it. It's like a glitter. Popcorn kernel that you get stuck in your teeth you can't get rid of, except it's on his tongue.
Forever unclean.
And
you'll have to cut your tongue out.
And it feels like it's moving in your mouth a little bit.
Oh, moving and shaking.
Yeah.
Shake and bake.
But the thing is deflated on the ground.
You got goo mouth.
That's your new nickname, old goo mouth.
No.
Goomba.
Yeah.
You Goomba.
The scritchy, scratchy, hippity, hoppy baiters are getting closer.
Is there a door behind us?
Yeah, the one you just walked in.
It's in the door.
Can we bar that one?
I don't want to be barred in here with this.
This room looks like it has desks and chairs, so yeah, you could probably bar it. It's
the
only door. There are two windows on both sides of the room. Like on
so this
side
is a corner
the
lot?
Do the
or cylinder.
Do the windows have that like wire through them that prevents it from breaking?
Yes.
Okay. So we...
I mean, with enough force, you might still be able to break. It's not like that thick, thick wire, but yeah.
So I start barring the doors.
Okay.
No, hold on. So we're in a corner lot, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna leave this room before he bars me in here.
Okay.
There are windows.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
Windows very close to that cylinder.
I don't want to be in this room. I'm gonna leave before you do that, Montana.
When you leave the room, you can see the baiters hopping their way down
the
hallway.
That's fine. I'm gonna go the opposite direction of them.
Maybe Mr. Hands and the baiters will make friends.
What? You're on the end of the building, so your choice is like going through more rooms.
Yeah.
That'll just take you to the other corner.
Sure.
Okay.
Rather do that than be stuck in cylinder death room.
Okay.
As a bunch of masturbator comes at me.
Okay. So you go into a room that has one other door, two windows. And another door. You just hiding out in this
room? I'm looking for like a maintenance room that would have like... Well, where's the elevators up here, yeah?
Somewhere.
I'm going to keep searching. I got to get to that roof.
Okay. Smash, so you go to the next room. So that middle room, there's nothing in that other than more blood. Corner room, another purple cylinder. Two windows and that door.
And it's wispy.
Wispy.
I'm going to try to open up a window.
So, okay. So these windows are about 3 feet from that cylinder. So you'd have to walk towards
it
to open the cylinder.
And what was the distance that the gerbil...
Five.
Ooh, no.
5 from you. So you'd have to move 5 feet into the room and then you'd get hit by purple lighting.
No.
Fuck.
Do it.
No. No way.
Maybe you'd be fine. Maybe it's only gerbils. It's an allergic reaction.
Yeah, no.
Do it.
An allergible?
Smash cut.
Okay, back to the other room. You guys are barred in it.
Yes.
Okay. The door's closed.
Well, little boy, take us where we're supposed to go.
Wait, so you went with...
No.
Tebbard?
Look away, they're all in there.
Oh, I misunderstood what's going on.
No, some people are staying in that room and barring it, and Tedward is running away.
Tedward ran away.
Tedward ran away.
Brother cousin...
Yeah?
I don't feel good about chances of survival.
I mean, we could just jump out the windows.
Well, I could just move through the rock to go up to the fourth floor as well.
I could just teleport into midair and fall to my death.
Use our magical powers?
I can
like
also...
Wonder Twins to go upstairs?
Wonder Twin powers unite!
Cousin, brother,
powers... Unite!
And instead of hands to connect, it's just them naked, just...
we touch a dick.
We connect our anuses.
Yeah, just...
Your anuses?
Yeah. We push them out a little bit. So that
there's a suction disc?
Big socks, unite.
Now, it's not crack... No, got it. Hold on. You go a little bit to the left. Oh, there we go. That's it.
Sort out your O-ring. But simultaneously, it's like the fusion dance in Dragon Ball, where it has to be perfectly lined up.
And then I levitate.
Okay. So I'm not 100% sure what you two are doing. Not gonna lie.
I can give you a hint. It's gay. It's pretty goddamn incestually gay.
You're on the top floor.
On the roof?
Where are we trying to go? We go to the roof.
Oh, I was thinking that we were on the top floor.
I said the top floor.
Oh, so the
top floor
gay thing didn't work?
I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing.
We didn't do the suction butt gay thing yet.
Hey, yeah, what is our goal is what here?
That's what I was wondering.
What if I turn a bunch of gerbils into Mr. Hansies and they will fight the baiters to the death?
I feel like
a King Kong, Godzilla kind of thing.
Absolutely, brother. Let's make a swamp stand here.
Okay.
We will not run away from the baiters.
You line up your gerbils like a general, just walking past them, telling them how to...
Listen, gerbils.
You will not go silently into this good night.
Because you will be squealing.
Goo night.
Okay.
You will goo all over them baiters.
Do not ask what your country can goo for you, but what you can goo for your country.
Get your D-force out.
D-force
not
heavy.
What are we
enough.
Doing? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Are we making a stand here? Because I think we're going to lose.
I don't know. You're on the roof.
What?
Nope.
We're not on the roof.
They didn't actually go gay.
No, we didn't do that.
They just
fantasized
about it.
We kind of had a thing.
They both had the same thought at the same time. Exactly. Made eye contact. Yeah. Decided against it.
Yeah, it's not time.
Not this time.
Maybe when we fight the big bad end boss,
When you were in the other corner room and you came out the door, you see Bader's coming down that hallway too.
Fuck.
Do I think there's a maintenance closet anywhere?
Probably somewhere.
Gonna keep looking.
Maybe close to the nurse's station.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm gonna go.
Okay, it's very, very close to the Bader's.
What's the floor made out of?
Tile?
Lava.
What's the tile made out of?
Marble.
Okay.
That's a rock.
Yeah.
No, it's not marble, it's marbles.
So glass.
Glass. Yeah. Not a rock.
Which is sand.
Which is sand.
Which is a rock.
Which is rocks. Everything is rocks.
So I'm going to shift myself down a floor.
So you just poop out the ceiling.
I just phase.
Just bloop. And you just
phase
fall.
Down the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Where the hell did he go?
So you just fall through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm going to look for those cultists.
Okay, so now you're on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It sounds like from... Well, no, you're not anywhere near where the stairwell is, so you don't hear anything at the moment.
Okay. Yeah.
Is the floor he's on, is it Baderless?
As far as he can tell right now.
It's free of Baders.
Is it pylonless?
You don't see any in this room.
Okay.
Smash cut. So I'm looking at the nurse's station.
What? And you can see Baders.
But is it a fenced-in area? Like
in the nurse's station, you remember when you ran by it the first
time?
But
I can see it.
Yes.
I teleport into it.
Okay. The door's open.
Shit. I lightly close the door.
Okay. I mean, it's got a fence. So the Baders definitely can see you in there.
Yeah.
So Baders are all around the door and the fence just chomping and hopping around. And the door is constantly getting... whapped.
But you said that there's a closet in here?
Sure.
I'm gonna open up the closet.
Okay.
Is there roof access?
You want it so bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, I do.
Why don't you just jump out of a window?
I was gonna say, why don't you just go up a window?
Because he wants to call for air support.
But no, there's no ladder in this maintenance closet.
How many times can we teleport per day?
Three.
Enough.
Three.
Okay. Is there anything of importance in here?
It's a maintenance closet, so tools, things like that. The nurse's station has mostly drugs.
I take them.
All of them?
At once.
There's too many for you to take at once.
You physically take them to your inventory, or you eat them?
Eat the drugs.
I'm going to leave this plane of existence and move through the betas.
You would. Like a Viking berserker before me.
They will not harm me, for
your
I am
your pupils become
drugs.
Very tiny.
You just...
So I can see the stairwell, though, right?
No, we from where you are, yes.
So I'm going to teleport to the stairwell and start making my way downstairs.
Okay. So when you're in the stairwell, you can see that there are a bunch of naked cultists coming up the stairs towards you.
Okay, what are you two doing?
Lightning those fuckers.
Hey, where are we going? Milton, we're still in this room, I think.
I think you should levitate both of us. And then
I cannot levitate both of us.
What if I hold on to you and think happy thoughts and you levitate?
I mean, that's fine, but where are we levitating to?
Well, I was hoping you could yeet me to the ceiling and I could just pass through the rock.
Why don't you just pass through the rock yourself?
Now, disembodied voice in my head, is it, if I go through the rock, is it like I can see when I'm clipping through the walls when I'm cheating in Counter-Strike, or?
Yes. So you could, a ghost dad, stick your head through a wall and see what's happening.
All right, I'm gonna
only
step
for
through.
One round.
Yes, but only for a round, so 6 seconds.
Well, I'm going to get a survey the entire building for 6 seconds with my head in the wall.
You can't see the entire building.
I just asked you if it was no clipping in Counter-Strike, and you said yes.
Well, when you say no clipping, I'm thinking you could just stick your head through a wall and see what you normally would if you were in that hallway. Not the entire building.
If you go into the wall, you can see the whole floor pan.
Oh, no. No. Not
so
that.
So you're a liar.
Yes, because I misunderstood what you meant by clipping.
The whole floor pan.
David floor plan. All right, then. I'm going to stick my head through the wall and then through the floor to see if I can see any of our compatriots.
If you stick your head through the floor, you can see Montana Jackson there, but nobody else.
I inform my brother cousin that one of our compatriots is below us, and I'm going to bloop through the floor to him.
Get blooping, man. I don't think you have to roll for it.
You don't.
You just kind of do it.
Yeah, right. You just poop yourself through the floor, and you're on the floor right next to Montana
All
Jackson.
All right, so I go over to the window
okay.
in the hallway,
okay,
and I jump out.
It's got a wire mesh, so you'd have to, like, smash it open.
Isn't that very close to pylon as well?
He said hallway.
Different room.
I was listening.
Yeah.
You abandoned us.
Baiters.
And then get on your phone.
We're getting close.
It's true.
I shoot the window.
Okay.
Kaboom.
With a god gun.
With the gerbil gun. The gerbil cannon.
Shotgun? Gerbil just bounces off this big blood splat.
No, William!
Shit. Boom.
Enough of you will prevail.
He's just got a t-shirt gun with gerbils inside.
That's funny. That's really funny.
So I shoot the window out.
Okay. You do. So now you just have that little wire mesh that's there.
I push it.
Or strength I check?
I don't know. I
it's razor
it.
Wire.
It's not razor
wire.
It's razor wire.
13.
It's bending, but it's not, like, breaking enough for you to be able to, like... get your way out of there.
What if I do a missile kick?
You, hey, a missile kick could work.
Wow, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Been like season
I'm
going to
fucking missile kick it.
Okay. You run back towards the baiters.
What do I get? Oh, I got it. All right. All right.
What
I thought
do I
that
add?
Was,
athletics?
Strength.
Yes.
Strength?
Athletics and then strength.
All right. 12.
All right. So you're running a jog, mostly. And then strength.
You get another roll.
Yeah.
I got a 4.
You also have a luck point.
I'm going to use that luck point.
Okay,
come on, one. Come on, baby.
I got an 8.
You just hit it, and it dents it a little bit, and you just fall to the ground as the baiters are continuing.
He hit his
close.
Head.
No.
No.
Oh.
It wasn't crit failing.
All right, fuck this. I teleport immediately outside of the window, and then fall, and then teleport in through the other window that's right below it.
Okay. So
could you teleport down through the door once?
You have to see it.
I can't see it.
He's like Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Teleports times. Don't matter. You can do it as much as you want. They're no. like bullets.
That counted as once because it was the same round.
No. So, yeah. So now you, everybody but Tedward is in the same room?
Fuck.
Why are you all here?
Hey.
I found you.
You guys glooped through the floor.
And well. You can hear that the baiters have changed direction and now running back towards the stairwell.
How do they know where we is? They should have to perceive or something.
Cognitive
they can't
just,
like,
dissonance. Hi, Montana. You okay? You seem to be groaning. Moaning.
Okay.
Very good for the podcast, Montana.
They don't turn around and run. It sounds like they're milling about confusedly.
Playing cards.
Did you guys see the new episode of Watchmen?
Oh, yeah. So
Baby
Yoda's
so cute.
Oh, my God. I'm it's not Baby Yoda because Yoda died on
Well, that's Saturday. True, but we don't know the species name, so it's easier true. To call
We've
him
We've only
Yoda.
Met, like, two of them, so we're calling Yodel. Him Yodel.
Yeah, that's Angry Joe's name that he gives. Yodel.
Yodel.
It's everyone on the internet.
Well, Yodcho.
I heard him say it first.
The Yodcho.
The Ocho?
The Ocho.
The Ocho. ESPN, the Ocho. Okay. So you're in that room.
I don't know what to call him, but I would die for him.
I'm going after the cultists.
Yeah,
all
let's
those
go.
Naked bastards.
So you're running back towards the stairwell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yep.
Hey.
Fuck them.
Tedward, you're in the stairwell on the third floor, or no, fourth floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth floor. Stairwell.
Fourth, going down.
Yeah. And you can see the cultists are walking their way up the stairs. So they're at about the
how many?
So we're at the third.
So we're in the same spot.
How many?
Ish.
37, I believe.
So we're flanking the cultists.
Yes, you are flanking
so
the cultists.
So you get double damage because it's going to be a surprise attack.
Flank it, spank. Let's do it.
Okay. So classic flank pincer spank. Move. All right.
Panzer move.
Pincer.
Pancer.
What was that answer?
Pancer.
Pincer
they don't have nipples. Pants. They're naked.
Is that a tweezer shirt?
Yeah.
So if you're making your way down towards the cultists, Tedward... They stop when they see you, and they're just staring at you.
Was it half naked?
They're all naked.
Baby. No,
oh,
he's a half naked.
Yeah, he's
Viking
half naked
baby.
Glistening Viking
Extra
baby.
Greasy.
Do they Do you know what they're saying?
They haven't said anything.
They're just staring at me.
Yeah.
Speak to them.
Have you tried smashing them with your hammer and lightning?
Not yet.
Have you tried smashing them?
Have you tried Mouth of Madness? The Tarnhelm?
No, because that only works against non-cultists.
Have you tried talking to them?
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, fellow kids. I mean, cultists.
Oh, hi, cultists.
Oh, hello, cultists.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi, doggy. So when you talk to them, they all speak in unison, and they basically say that they've been waiting for you.
Me or the...
No, your group. You, the royal you, is in your group.
We've been waiting for you all to come back.
Why?
Why? We have unfinished business.
It's probably sex.
What kind of unfinished business?
Media directions. Just all pointing right at you.
Even the women.
Yeah. Even
they're
the women.
Clits. It's Futa.
Big
it's Futa. No, they just grow penises right out of their clit.
No.
But they're bigger than the man's.
It's like hyenas.
It's like a divine.
And they all start eating right there in the fucking thing. It's weird. But no, yeah, so.
He doesn't have
a meaning.
Yes, it does.
Certainly
it
does. Does.
Yeah, I read it could mean many things.
It's no. Not goddamn squanch, you dumbass.
I read it was like squanch. Okay. Internet was wrong. Go figure.
Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Okay.
Unless you go over to patreon.com. Okay, boomer.
So they basically just say, you know, you must be sacrificed.
Oh, my God. You guys and your sacrifices.
The great... Cthulhu. They start marching. They're marching towards you now.
They're marching?
Marching. Yeah, marching. Sure.
What? Yeah,
but as they are moving, they are changing. Like their bodies are becoming more scaly. Their eyes look like fish eyes. And they're all gooey looking and they're hunched over a bit. And they got claws hands. And they're walking towards you. And they'll grow about a foot taller, too.
I'm not scared of you.
Okay.
Are they all holding hands?
No.
Hmm.
It's just 37.
They touching their eyeballs?
People walking up toward you. As the group is running up behind you and seeing naked fish people.
I'm rather confused right now. They look kind of like gator people. And I think I've discovered something about myself, that I could be sexually aroused by a bipedal creature.
As long as it looks like a gator.
As long as it's a little gator-esque.
Well, while Bradley has that epiphany, I'm going to use my pendant.
Pendant.
Roll.
14.
3d10.
Okay. I assume you're just pointing at the closest one, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Giant void spikes shoot out of the ground and impale that person. 4d10 damage.
I don't even have 1d10.
Well.
To me neither. Don't touch them. Don't touch our tens. Cover them.
We don't have dice.
We don't even roll anymore. We fake them.
23 damage.
So yeah, you impale him with spikes. He's not dead, though. He's just impaled and has a bunch of gaping wounds in him. He does not look great, but he's not dead.
I'm going to... pull out my hammer.
Okay.
And lightning attack.
Okay.
And so, I want it to bounce through all of them.
It only hits four people.
That's fine.
But yeah.
All of them.
All four. So when you point your hammer down, lightning actually shoots in through the window in the next room, like arcs around the corner, hits your hammer, and then shoots lightning down the stairwell, hitting the first guy. Actually, he has to do deck saves.
Could you channel lightning from the pylons?
First guy misses.
Or
no, it just has to hit the first guy. So yeah, so you hit.
15 damage on that first dude.
Okay.
And then it was 1d10.
1d10 for everyone.
I'm just, do you want me to roll?
Joe, Corby's.
Up to you. Roll 1d10 and it's against all of them, but if you roll one, that kind of fucking sucks.
Corby.
I'm going to do four.
Okay.
I'll do them one at a time.
Okay.
That's 6 damage, 10 damage. 8 damage. 4 damage.
Alrighty. So yeah, the lightning bolt shoots out the end of the hammer and hits the first guy, and it causes like a deep burning gash in the middle of his chest, and it almost like passes through him and hits two women and another guy.
And I'm going to run up.
Two women and two guys. And they get a little electrocuted. There's a little steam rolling off their bodies. And they look a little pissed as they start to move faster towards you.
I guess that would be my free action before initiative, right?
Yes.
Because I can't attack twice on a free action. I can't attack twice on a free action.
I think the lightning attack
you don't get two attack
is an
action.
Yeah.
You get one attack action. That's and you can attack twice.
You don't get an attack as a free action.
No.
You get an attack.
Yeah. Which would be two attacks if it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It also depends on how.
Rolled an 18. It's going to hit.
Okay.
When you say shoot a gerbil,
using my shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah. 15 damage.
So you blast him in the back with a gerbil shell?
Yeah.
And it just like makes a round indentation in his its back.
And the gerbil burrows in like the scarabs from the mummy.
I'll roll to see if they survive the impact.
Oh, they're hardy gerbils.
I know. I'm just rolling.
Yeah.
It's very much alive.
Oh.
It starts to dig
its
way
angry.
In. Yep. So it's going in there. It'll do more damage on the next turn. Okay.
He's got a gerbil
infestation.
Put
gerbil on top, yeah. So
I really should shoot two at a time so that like male and females, when they burrow in, they can have more gerbil babies,
mm-hmm.
and then they can fill up and explode.
I don't think it's that fast.
It's absolutely
it's pretty fast.
It's very fast.
Milton, what are you doing? Everyone's
I don't know why all my compatriots is so concerned about magical powers when I have a gun.
Okay.
I fire twice at my enemies.
Which one? The ones that have been injured or no?
Yes.
Okay.
If they're not dead, they need to be.
Okay.
Babylonians.
Wiggling Babylonians.
Come.
I got a 17 and a 13.
The 17 will hit, the 13 will not.
Well, min damage for a 6.
Well, I'm going to say you hit the most injured one that got the void spikes.
And the special shot is a 5.
The special shot is a 5.
Yay.
It's in a cone, so you're actually going to hit the ones next to it. So
everybody.
What was your min damage? 5?
6.
6? So yeah, so it's going to deal 6 to a few people.
Min damage. 2 ones. Excellent.
Sweet.
So you shoot your shotgun, and it blasts out in a spread. The spread hits the one fish guy who's got a bunch of holes in him from the void spikes in the back of the head, and the back of his head just sort of collapses. And he falls down backwards down the stairs towards your group.
Goddamn Babylonian.
And the spread hits some of the other fish people, dealing some damage as well. At which point, the group basically splits in half, and one faces down the stairs towards your group, and the other half up towards Tedward. And at that point, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by their Patreon producers, the Lord and Magistry Big Jim, Zukari, He Who Is Steve the Nucky, Chronic Ejaculation, Skinnerd, Chris Wisdom, Stiggy, Lousy Apples, Sparkle Bruni 69. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Like our newest patron, David W. Miller. If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, like our newest 5-starer.
All hail the beer baby demon. 5 stars by Submaster Bean Shucker. November 6th, 2019.
November 6th?
Yes.
Can you please not interrupt my sexy voice?
Yes.
No, sorry. After finding an unlabeled tape of Botch Podcast, I was put under the influence of the beer baby demon to subscribe and become a devout cult follower of their devil-worshipping D&D. After being a devout follower for many a year, I was finally invited into the fat folds that is the Botched House at the annual cult meeting. It's supposed to be annual, but he's missing
one. Anal?
The anal cult meeting. And it was glorious. Would listen to again and again and again.
Is this the motherfucker that brought moonshine and then made me burn my hand on the grill?
And again. Oh.
Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music on all social media. And as always,
when you are living a perfectly normal gerbily life and you get thrown into a room with purple lightning that may or may not be a summoning portal to the realm of Prince, and you get turned into an abomination and then you shoot goo everywhere, you gerbily botch.
See you next week, nerds. We'll be right back.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
What are you doing?
Hilarious.
Let me try it. Oh, no.
He's squishing the gummies in his hands or something.
He's going to fuck it. he's going to have sex with them.
All I have is
Phil,
he's going to fuck it.
That was not what the intention of those gummies was, Phil.
I'll be right back, guys.
Are those... Just put a sock around it.
I'm just going to use
entire
bag.
Are those normal gummies?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just grape juice.
Not drugs.
Lemon juice, gelatin,
I wish
honey.
It was drugs.
Here's your jellies back.
I got
your jummies.
Donde.
Donde es jummies.
Donde me.
Oh. It didn't hit him in the face.
It definitely did.
It
absolutely did.
Give me those apples. God!
I don't care what flavor I get. I just want the one that will feel good on my penis.
Just trying to get
try the orange ones. They got spices and will hurt your pee-pee hole.
Ooh, right in the pee-pee hole.
Just orange juice.
Anyway.
Yeah, so... that feels like right good against my penis.